The Piano Matters is a production of the Classical Network and is recorded at the offices and studios of the Young People's Chorus of New York City, founder and artistic director Francisco J. Nunez. The producer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, go to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible by the support of the listener members of the Classical Network. Become a member at wwfm.org. I'm your host, David Dubal, and this is The Piano Matters. Heard each week, same time, same station. I think it's going to be a terrific show, and I hope you're in the mood to listen carefully. For I have for you Bach, Rachmaninoff, Beethoven, Tchaikovsky, Granados, and lots of famous music today. Do you know which are the colleges of the Ivy League? Well, here they are. Brown, Columbia, Cornell, Dartmouth, Harvard, Pennsylvania, Princeton, Yale, and Harvard was the first, founded in 1636. That's a long time ago. Cornell was the latest in 1865. How many of these colleges did you attend? I think we'll open the Piano Matters with Andras Schiff, in the prelude to the English Suite No. 2 in A minor. And Schiff is a true eclectic, as many pianists of the 20th century have been. Their main issue is not necessarily composing, but playing this vast repertoire. Well, Schiff is at home in many idioms. Thank you. It was excellent playing by Andras Schiff, the English Suite in A minor, its prelude. And he's now Sir Andras Schiff. Well, what do you say to that? He's moved into the great league of Sir Elton John. Fortunately, I'm not a sir, merely a legend in my own mind. Do you remember the comedian Fred Allen? What a guy. He said, I play a musical instrument, some, but only for my own amazement. This is David Duball, your host on The Piano Matters, and hope you're doing well. I'm trying to take walks now and then. You know, we never stop sitting, it seems. But actual exercise I find so boring, so odious. I begin occasionally, and in 2 minutes I stop. I just can't do it. And you hear so much about exercise. Every 3 minutes, someone on television or somewhere says, oh, do you exercise? No, I don't. I just don't. From Bach to Albanus is a long way in music history. Recently, we heard Edmund Battersby in some excerpts from the Diabelli Variations. But he is also one of the foremost Spanish players of our day. He's recorded the complete Goyescas of Granados, and he dearly loves Isaac Albéniz's Iberia, of which we now hear Edmund Battersby in the piece titled El Puerto. Thank you. a beautifully etched performance of Albanus El Puerto from the agile, wonderful hands of Edmund Battersby. Edmund teaches at Indiana University, and he gets around. He's everywhere. This is the Piano Matters with a lot of wonderful piano playing. What do you think of Russia's greatest musical export? Who is he? Well, could be Rachmaninoff, but I think it's Tchaikovsky. But not everybody loves Tchaikovsky. This I have found out, and I don't understand why. Horowitz once said, never trust anyone that doesn't love Tchaikovsky. I do love him. Charles Ives wrote this. He said, we know butter comes from cream, but must we watch the churning arm? And this he meant Tchaikovsky. The fierce Viennese critic Edward Hanslick, after the premiere of Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto, wrote this. Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto poses for the first time the appalling notion that there can be works of music that stink to the ear. Well, Mr. Hanslick, I'm appalled at how wrong you are. It's in the repertory of every violinist. Nevertheless, Tchaikovsky has brought many people who love serious art music. And this piano concerto must be heard 365 days a year somewhere in the world. And now I have for you an extremely electric performance of the final movement of the Tchaikovsky Concerto with George Sell conducting the New York Philharmonic. It's the 25th anniversary of Horowitz's first appearance with that concerto in 1928. And we're going to listen to the last movement, the last time that Horowitz would ever play in public, the Tchaikovsky Concerto. And notice how at the end, they break apart a bit, to say the least. Here it is. Thank you. The New York Philharmonic with George Sell conducting and Horowitz himself at the piano sizzling in the last movement of the Concerto No. 1, probably the most popular of all romantic piano concertos. Ludwig van Beethoven's 32 piano sonatas hold a central position, as you know, in the literature of the instrument. Many have spent their lives working on these perfect works. Robert Casadesus, French pianist, he himself wrote 4 piano sonatas. Probably he performed them very seldom in public, but Beethoven he performed much. I like his Opus 2, number 2, especially his playing of the marvelous Rondo finale with true lilt. Here is Robert Casadesus in the finale of Beethoven's Sonata No. 2 in A major, dedicated to his teacher, Franz Joseph Haydn. Thank you. Oh, that first theme of the Rondo of the Beethoven Second Sonata. I adore its flight of fancy, its loveliness. It just moves off into the blue. It was excellently played, I thought, by Robert Casadesus. This, for me at least, is the show of shows. It's The Piano Matters. And it matters that you open your purses as you have opened your heartstrings. We need your help to prosper. We live in a morass of ephemeral music. It swirls around us everywhere. Wherever we go, we can't escape it. I try. Makes a lot of money, though, for a lot of people. But the three B's get nothing. We must keep their spiritual journey alive, the three B's and all the other B's and all the other great composers. We must have our children listen to great music. Go to your schools. Make certain that an hour a day is devoted, nothing at all, but to listening to great music. It will benefit them. I know that. Let's return to piano and orchestra, and we'll hear the Chinese pianist called Lang Lang. In Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini, or at least its famous 18th variation, Valery Gergiev conducts the Mariinsky Theater Orchestra. Lang Lang, a name easy to remember, and perhaps the best-known pianist before the public presently. And it was the fail-proof 18th variation from Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini, composed in 1932. And what a melody, of course, and Lang Lang played it with high shine and polish. That, by the way, was the last work that the great Rachmaninoff played with orchestra. In 1943 in March, he, in the last year or so of his life, played always the Beethoven first, and his own Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini. He died shortly after in 1943. I'm David Dubal, your host in The Piano Matters. Well, are you a bit despairing or world-weary? The Germans call it Weltschmerz, but that word seems to be too romantic for the way I sometimes feel after listening to the news. Yes, yes, the news can really be something. What a time it must have been when you just never knew what would happen in the world for maybe 3 months even. Well, do you prefer that? Or do you like the breaking news better? You tell me. Write to us. Let's move on to Liszt, as we often do, and we're going to hear the lyric virtuoso Grigory Ginsberg, born in the year when Flight began at Kitty Hawk, when in Kiev Horowitz was born, where in Chile Arau was born. Also, 1903 saw Rudolf Serkin. It was a big year. We're going to listen to the Preludio. It's only 4.5 minutes, but it's a titillating piece. You'll love those ear-tingling glissandos. Ginsberg is a wonderful artist. Thank you. Well, that put me in a good mood. I don't need any bad news. I just need to hear great music. And that was Grigory Ginsberg. He didn't live that long, I think, until about 1962 or so. Born in 1903, but he was a legendary teacher as well in Moscow. The piece we heard, The Tenth Rhapsody by Franz Liszt. Enrique Granados is one of the three great romantic Spanish nationalists. The other, of course, Albéniz and Falla. Early in the show, Edmund Battersby gave us El Puerto of Albéniz. Now for a performance of Granados, languidly beautiful, Maiden and the Nightingale. And the player is called Jean-François Heiser.
Thank you.
The second theme of The Maiden and the Nightingale is so exquisite. And then the last page, I love those wonderful nightingale trills. We heard it very well played, a little slowly for me, by Jean-Francois Heiser. Brahms was a tough critic. Hugo Wolf, who wrote terrible reviews, though, of Brahms, and I think he got even with him because as a young man, Wolf sent Brahms some songs, and one of them he said, please mark or cross wherever you thought the piece is faulty. Brahms returned Wolf's song untouched, saying, I don't want to make a cemetery of your composition. Oh, cruel man, Mr. Brahms. But oh, cruel critic also, Hugo Wolf, who got even in print with every Brahms work that was premiered in Vienna. But it was a very tiny newspaper as compared to Edward Hanslick's New Free Press, the main paper of Vienna. Vladislav Kowalski, a wonderful musician, a tremendous person, a fine man. He is the director of the Monmouth Conservatory of Music in Red Bank, New Jersey. I've been there. Wonderful place. And he does splendid work for his community. He has never appeared on the Piano Matters, and we'll rectify that now by listening to Vladislav Kowalski from a concert he gave in Tokyo. And we're going to hear the finale, the Presto Agitato, from Beethoven's so-called Moonlight Sonata, Opus 27, Number 2.
Thank you.
Vladislav Kowalski. In the Moonlight Sonata's last movement and played with sizzling energy, I thought. Return with us to the Piano Matters next week. We shall continue with our exploration of the glories of the instrument. Please don't miss a program. You never know when a performance will haunt you. I don't know if it'll change your life, but there have been performances that have changed many people's lives. Ruccio Busoni said, "Respect the piano. It gives a single person command over something complete in its ability to go from very soft to very loud in one and the same register. It excels all other instruments. The trumpet can blare, but sigh it can't. The flute is contrary. The piano can do both. Its range embraces the highest and lowest practical notes. Respect the piano, always. Its music is incomparable." This is David Dubal. Thank you for listening. Piano Matters is a production of the Classical Network and is recorded at the offices and studios of the Young People's Chorus of New York City, founder and artistic director Francisco J. Nunez. The producer is Rachel Katz. For a complete playlist, go to wwfm.org and click on Playlist. The Piano Matters is made possible by the support of the listener members of the Classical Network. Become a member at wwfm.org.